高三英语高考练习十七。
1. Listening Comprehension. Section A. Directions. In Section A, you will hear 10 short conversations between two speakers. At the end of each conversation, a question will be asked about what was said. The conversations and the questions will be spoken only once. After you hear a conversation and the question about it,Read the 4 possible answers on your paper and decide which one is the best answer to the question you have heard. 1. Is this the 86th Street, please?
You must have made a mistake. This is the 68th Street.
Question: Which street is the man looking for?
Would you help me paint my bedroom tomorrow? My brother broke his arm yesterday.
Of course, I will help you. I hope your brother feels better soon.
Question: Why does the woman ask the man to help her?
Three. Excuse me, is this the line for the James Bond movie?
Yes, it is. It has been a pretty long wait to get the ticket.
Question: What is the man doing?
Four. Bill, have you finished the research paper for English education?
Not yet. I always wait till the last minute.
Question: What does the man mean?
5. Wow, I am really impressed with the kite you made. Did it take a lot of work?
I made 5 others before this one, so it is a piece of cake for me now.
Question: What does the woman mean? 6. Have you seen my blue sport shirt?
Sorry, it's still in the washing machine.You have to keep wearing that green t-shirt until the wash is done.
Question: What is the man wearing now? 7. Which club will you choose? I'm going to sign up for the debate club.
I don't like arguing with others. Playing chess and enjoying novels both sound good to me.
Question: Which club will the woman probably choose? 8. Hey, what's up? Are you heading to Main Street too?
Yeah, I need to deposit some money and book a birthday cake. But first, I've got to mail some letters.
Question: Where will the woman go first?
9. I'm afraid I spent so much last month that I won't be able to pay the rent on time.
I warned you about it. You really should stay away from the mall.
Question: What are the speakers mainly talking about? 10. Ah, the first day on campus for us. This campus is too large.I'm not really sure how to get around it.
I'm having the same problem. That's why we should leave a bit early to get to our biology class on time.
Question: What can we learn from the conversation? 2. Directions. In Section B, you will hear 2 short passages.And 1 longer conversation. And you'll be asked several questions on each of the passages and the longer conversation. The passages and the longer conversation will be read twice, but the questions will be spoken only once. When you hear a question, read the 4 possible answers on your paper and decide which one would be the best answer to the question you have heard.
Questions 11 through 13 are based on the following passage.
Hello, everyone. I'm here today to talk about how I became interested in food. As a child, I was always helping my parents with the cooking. In fact, neither of them were interested in cooking, so they just made something quick. I preferred experimenting with different ways and materials from around the world to try to create new tastes. After I left school, I went to college and did a cooking course. I enjoyed everything about it, the theory and the practical sides. When I passed my exams, my teachers gave me excellent marks, so I was lucky enough to go straight to a restaurant in London. I was there for a year. But during that time, I found the speed of the work too fast. There was never a time to really think about or appreciate what I was doing. Then I did a writing course at a London college. I met some interesting people, including the editor of a food magazine. When she found out about my background, she asked me to write an article on healthy eating. This was before I had finished my course. That's probably the beginning of my career. Now I'm thinking about writing articles for my own food magazine.
Now listen again, please.
Hello, everyone. I'm here today to talk about how I became interested in food. As a child, I was always helping my parents with the cooking. In fact, neither of them were interested in cooking, so they just made something quick. I preferred experimenting with different ways and materials from around the world to try to create new tastes. After I left school, I went to college and did a cooking course. I enjoyed everything about it, the theory and the practical sides. When I passed my exams, my teachers gave me excellent marks, so I was lucky enough to go straight to a restaurant in London. I was there for a year. But during that time, I found the speed of the work too fast. There was never a time to really think about or appreciate what I was doing. Then I did a writing course at a London college. I met some interesting people, including the editor of a food magazine. When she found out about my background, she asked me to write an article on healthy eating. This was before I had finished my course. That's probably the beginning of my career. Now I'm thinking about writing articles for my own food magazine.
Questions 11. What do we know about the speaker's parents?
What did the speaker do first after she left college?
13. When did the speaker start writing articles about food?
14 through 16 are based on the following passage.
Hello, everyone. Nice to see you all here. I'll be your teacher for this course, Intercultural Communication. To begin with, please look at the timetable in front of you. You should all have one by now, I think. This course meets on Tuesdays and Thursdays from 2:20 to 3:50. We will be meeting in this lecture room for the first half of the course, but we will be using the research lab every other week from 3:30 to 5 o'clock on Thursday in room 307 during the last 2 months of the course. This is the textbook for the course, Beyond Language. Unfortunately, the books haven't come in yet, but you will be able to buy them at the bookstore the day after tomorrow. My office hours are from 1 o'clock to 2:30 on Wednesdays, and you can set up an appointment to meet me at other times as well. Okay, let me explain a little bit more about the course.
Now listen again, please.
Hello, everyone. Nice to see you all here. I'll be your teacher for this course, Intercultural Communication. To begin with, Please look at the timetable in front of you. You should all have one by now, I think. This course meets on Tuesdays and Thursdays from 2:20 to 3:50. We will be meeting in this lecture room for the first half of the course, but we will be using the research lab every other week from 3:30 to 5 o'clock on Thursday in room 307 during the last 2 months of the course. This is the textbook for the course, Beyond Language. Unfortunately, the books haven't come in yet, but you will be able to buy them at the bookstore the day after tomorrow. My office hours are from 1 o'clock to 2:30 on Wednesdays, and you can set up an appointment to meet me at other times as well. Okay, let me explain a little bit more about the course.
Questions. 14. When does the course meet on Tuesday?
Fifteen. Where will the students have the first half of the course?
16. What can we learn from the presentation?
17 through 20 are based on the following dialogue.
Derek, did you go to the basketball game last night? It was really exciting, and almost everyone was there, but I didn't see you.
I was dying to, but I missed it. I was practicing for my violin concert, and I lost track of time. I guess you went, Ava.
I did, but I had to leave early. My mom asked me to get home before 9 o'clock, so she could go to work. She didn't want to leave my sister home alone.
Your mom is on night shifts again. That's not easy.
It's just for a month, and she's taking care of a bunch of sick kids, so I can't really complain.
You'll miss the class Christmas play.
Well, I missed the end of the basketball game, too. Right after I left, things really heated up. I heard we got most of our points in the last quarter.
Well, at least your schoolwork won't suffer. If you're home every evening, you can study and go to bed. I will still have to balance studying and practicing.
It will be worth it when you have a career you love, won't it?
Yes, I have always dreamed of being a violinist in the city orchestra.
Now listen again, please. Derek, did you go to the basketball game last night? It was really exciting, and almost everyone was there, but I didn't see you.
I was dying to, but I missed it. I was practicing for my violin concert, and I lost track of time. I guess you went, Ava.
I did, but I had to leave early. My mom asked me to get home before 9 o'clock, so she could go to work. She didn't want to leave my sister home alone.
Your mom is on night shifts again. That's not easy.
It's just for a month, and she's taking care of a bunch of sick kids, so I can't really complain.
You'll miss the class Christmas play.
Well, I missed the end of the basketball game, too. Right after I left, things really heated up. I heard we got most of our points in the last quarter.
Well, at least your schoolwork won't suffer. If you're home every evening, you can study and go to bed. I will still have to balance studying and practicing.
It will be worth it when you have a career you love, won't it?
Yes, I have always dreamed of being a violinist in the city orchestra.
Questions. 19. What did Eva do last night?
18. What does Eva's mother probably do for a living?
19. Why is Derek having trouble with his studies?
20. What do the two speakers talk about?